We're living. L-I-V-E-N. Living.
No, I just didn't add the G to it. L-I-V-I-N.
I know. I was thinking it was spelled wrong at first, but just missing it. It was like an apostrophe. Living.
Confused.
Is that what he says?
L-I-V-I-N. Yeah.
Living. Is that where he's like, every year I get older and they stay the same age? Is that that same line?
No. It's when he goes to, it's in that scene actually. The younger kid, they're like outside of that. It's either a bar or like a pool hall. Mm-hmm. And they step outside for like a smoke or something. And the younger kid is hanging out with them. And someone asks Matthew McConaughey's character what he's doing. He's like, oh, you know, working for the government or something. Like something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Not that working for the government is dumb. It's like some line that just does you not heard make us sense right. to his character.
Here at Shooting Debris, no. we think that working for the government CIA. Is stupid.
Don't.
Just kidding.
Believe what you gotta believe, but leave me alone.
They're already listening to everything.
All right, anyway. But this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, I'm working for so-and-so. And, you know, I got a something about, like, seeing a girl. And he's like, you know, just living. L-I-V-I-N. That's it.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. I have to watch it. I have that movie on the shelf. Actually, it's out good. Here, someone left the DVD, so maybe I should rewatch the past and just get into it.
There you go.
I mean, that's what any movie is. You're rewatching the past because it's from before.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. So we're currently in the present.
If it looks like I'm
on your phone,
yeah, it's because I am are. On
your
phone.
Oh my lord!
Listen, well, I've been. I need a new couch. Here's the thing. I need a new couch, okay. New sofa. I want a sectional. You do? I do.
Oh.
That
would be cool. That would be really cool.
It
more
would be
space.
Cool. But I need to do like final measurements because I have an open concept deal. You walk in the front mm-hmm. door and it's like the living room opens up to the kitchen. And in that space with a walk, like with enough space between what the kitchen is to the living room to my far window
mm-hmm.
is like 138
centimeters
inches.
Oh
yeah. Okay. Centimeters. Yeah. No inches. And I just need to visualize it before I buy a couch.
So you're looking at couches online to see how big they are and then walking out to the living room to be like, how would this look?
Yeah.
So you want, okay. So if you open the door, your couch currently is like two cushions worth. It's like a 7 footer, 7.5, something like that. Maybe a 7.
Yeah. And then it's just comfortably sits like 4 people.
Mm-hmm. But you want one where you walk in and there's like an extension coming over and then it goes over to that area.
Yeah. So closest to the window has like an extension because I feel like that's less of a, you know. That way it doesn't block the sight line from the kitchen to the whatever, to the living
space. Yeah, you don't
want
to have someone like watching TV and have to peer over their shoulder to talk to someone. You want them to look over at the kitchen and be able to communicate.
Yeah. Because my couch currently, the seat is very shallow, like the seating area. Or sorry, whatever is the, like, the think of the bottom cushion. It's mm-hmm. a fine couch. It's nice. But yeah, I want something to like lounge in, you know. So I want,
you want
like
something
deeper...
that's deep. Oh yeah. Man, that's so this one is like you're already sitting fully on it. It's not like you're sitting on the edge of your seat, but you're just talking. No. You want something that you're like fall into and it's super soft. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at dropping a couple G's on a couch.
I hope not, but
that's what you're
really
spend.
That's the only options right now. Yeah.
I feel like a sectional.
Everything is so expensive. Everything is like $2,000 and up.
Well, inflation factors in probably a little bit now. Just don't finance it because the inflation is going to be insane, the percentage rate.
Yeah. I don't know who finances. I don't work for finance. I'm sorry.
Dude, I have multiple friends who've done this. They've financed headphones. Like they're like, what? Oh, we couldn't afford the beats. They're $500-$600. We financed them so we can pay $50 a month
for. And they end up paying what, like $800?
No, I think it is actually that might be zero interest when that happened. Maybe now it wouldn't be, but it's still like. To me, I'm like, if I don't have the money to buy it right out, I'm not going to finance something like headphones, but more power to you if you can do it and then to get the stuff you want. If you can get five to six things you want by financing them all and pay the same amount over time, I mean, every month you can afford it. Maybe that is the smart way because you get everything you want now.
Yeah. I was just talking to someone about if we want to just be happy, let's just spend money. That's why we spend money, because we want to be happy.
It's a dopamine
hit. I'm leaning into the consumerist that I've been.
The consumerist.
That I feel like I've been groomed into. Like I like
things. By yourself or who taught
you to do it? No, just environmental, like cultural. Because like I like well-designed, well-put-together things.
Curated, if you will.
I curate things.
You curate, yeah.
Yeah. And so I buy things.
Yeah, I mean when you want nice things, like I have a whatever this chair is, the store's in downtown Lululemon. Bellevue. Lululemon. No. Yeah, I have a Lululemon chair.
West Elm. Crate and Barrel.
West Elm. Okay. Yeah. I have a West Elm chair that I bought because I was like, this thing is so comfortable. And if you can look behind me, you can see like a part where my head sits. It's all like probably natural oils from the hair sitting on the chair. Sure. So now I have to clean it. Very cool. But it is very comfortable and I do love it. And nice. It was, I paid too much for it. It's fine. It's the $600 chair, but it was $1,400 originally new. So that would be like, hey, that's kind of a deal. But then to come to find out there was a mark on the bottom part where you sit, this cushion. And that could have been why it was maybe marked down to 800 when they bought it. And I bought it for six. So 1400 to eight to six. So I saved $200 from what it might have been then. But I still sit in it every day and I love it. And it goes back to be like a therapist chair. You can lean all the way back. So
yeah, so if you think I've gotten my money's worth. There you go. Yeah, exactly that. Like if something's expensive, of course it feels very heavy to buy or very tough to like go through, but think of the amount. Like for me, the make or break point is how many times am I going to use this? And does that, if it's like, even if I don't know, just do the math on it. If it's like pennies every time you use it, then do it.
Like, oh, this is worth it. I mean, can you afford it? But I've been buying things from Instagram just from getting ads. And eventually I'm like, I know I'm going to end up getting this. And after two or three ads, I'm like, yeah, it does sound good. And then I'm like, there goes $80 or $70 or the shoes were $120. And those are pretty comfortable. Although for a full day, they start to hurt my feet. Those Suaves that I was looking at. So they're not as comfortable. I got to break them in.
Yeah. Do they need a contour to your feet?
Probably, because I feel like they're a little narrower and my feet are a little wider. So it's like a little uncomfort at the front, but it does. Yeah. They feel good. But after a while, I'm like, oh, my feet feel like they've been squished a little bit. But I'm also used to sandals. So to be fair, it could just be shoes. That's the problem. And then I was seeing an ad for Alpha Brain, which I'm excited to try. It's the Joe Rogan like nootropics supplement that like supposedly gives you more focus and like not energy necessarily because it's not caffeine, but focus and better speech and just like really like in tune for something you're doing and focusing on and being more productive. So we'll see if it works because I got the instant stuff. And there were people online that were doing like tests and they're like, oh, I did this online test to see what I could remember. And after an hour of taking it, I was a 20% improvement on my like cognitive ability. So it was about $70 also. So I bought that the other day. And then my bank when I went to the store was like, you're out of money. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Good to know. If I didn't buy that $70 thing, I could have bought the groceries, but instead I used my credit card for a moment.
Oh no.
So I was like, great. But that's coming in a few days. And then I could just use it on days I'm doing more stuff. And so you just see, I don't need it to take it every single day, but it's like days I'm podcasting. Maybe I'll start not slurring my words. That would take away from the fun of the podcast. Yeah. But
I won't do this podcast at all.
The slurs is what we live for.
Well, yeah. Not slurs.
Not racial. Not racial. Not racial slurs.
Are like
that's the title of this episode. The slurs are what we live for. ... Not racial slurs. Because the slur words.
We stammer. I think that's what it is.
Stammering more. Sneeze. But
I blew that out, dude.
It sounds like your mic is just covered in snot. After that, I'm gonna keep that in.
Keep it. That was impressive. Do you hear it go into?
Well, I have earbuds in, and so I'm not even on headphones. So it's like everything's intense. So that was like, poof, like you just covered something. But that was amazing.
That's great. I distorted the level.
You did. I'll bring the level down a little so people's ears don't hurt. I double sneezed into the ground yesterday. And it like hurt, you know, when it's like your head hurts a little and your neck hurts. And I think today I was feeling a little pressure in my neck. I'm like, I wonder if it was from that double sneeze yesterday.
Yeah, you got whiplash from sneezing.
I leaned into it. It was like, boom, boom, just angled down. And they were, it was rapid fire where one hadn't ended before the next one started.
Yeah. I held like a sneeze gun. The other night and I held it in so tight. I still made a sound. I made like a sneeze sound. But it was so, like, I tightened my vocal cords so much that when the sneeze came out, I sounded like a completely different person. Achoo. I sounded like I was like a 9-year-old that sneezed.
Try to recreate it real quick.
I can't. It sounded like a mouse sneezing.
Something like that. Like that. Yeah. Just like really high pitch and tight.
Yeah. I was like, who is that?
It's not the way I sneeze because I blow the mics out when I sneeze.
Yeah. We were talking about buying things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my and favorite
I
thing
think,
to do.
I think I buy things at a normal rate, like an average rate of a person, you know.
Sure.
It's not that I do like shopping sprees all the time. I don't.
You're not getting things from Amazon every couple days.
Yeah. I feel like I'm fairly frugal in most things. Or all the way around, whatever. So I was almost late to recording this podcast, but I wasn't because you ran late. We had to push it extra.
So we were late anyway. Because you were eating
corn dogs. Yeah.
You're
busy.
I was trying to finish my dinner.
Yeah.
Which, there's a little bit left on the stick over here. I'm going to chew while you're eating.
You're out there housing corn dogs. And
I texted you and said, I'm cramming a corn dog in my mouth. Yeah. I'll be ready in a couple minutes.
Dude, that's my favorite part. That crunch.
Mm-hmm. The crunch on the stick.
Yeah. At the butt side of the corn dog.
Well, the butt's gone. I ate it already.
Yeah. I mean, the butt side. Yeah.
The butt side. Yeah. And this is a veggie corn dog. Was. Is no longer.
It was. Yeah. So back to shopping stuff.
Yeah.
So the reason why I was almost late was because me and my mom, my mom's visiting me. We'll get into it in a second. But
yeah,
we were watching Hoarders the COVID year, the 2021. Okay.
They had a COVID year.
It was like when shelter in place was happening.
Oh,
and yeah. They were still helping out people. And that's why I was almost late because I got
it's like intoxicating
to watch Hoarders.
Because you're like, who does like, this?
How? Yeah, like this is insane. People are okay with it. And it's because it's not like they justify it in a way, you know? And it's not, I don't think it's malintention. It's just like there's something that is within them that makes them hold on to these things. And
is it kind of an addiction too? Really? Addiction to buying.
Yeah. To buying or a certain feeling, like sentiment. Yeah. Or like, trying not to be wasteful, like ultra trying not to be wasteful and just hold on to things. And yeah,
not being wasteful by storing all the trash.
Yeah. Keeping everything. insane.
It is crazy. There's one that I watched a few years ago, or maybe like 10 years ago, where the lady didn't know what happened to her cat. And she was a hoarder.
I know
what happened. And then they clean up all the boxes, and it was dead underneath some boxes. And just she's like, I was wondering what that weird smell was in the living room. I was like, oh my goodness. So all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then they're approaching it. The people that are hosting the show are approaching it like, oh yeah, here, we'll help you, Cindy, or whatever. And I use Cindy a lot because I don't know a lot of Cindy, so therefore I'm not going to incriminate anyone. And it just, you feel like they feel like they're dealing with an addict, like it's an AA thing or something, like, hey, so we're going to need you to let go of this. And are you going to be okay with this? Like, no. And you see these like not wanting to let go of anything, like you got to throw some of this stuff out. And it becomes this like, it's sad, but I know what you mean. You're like roped in.
Yeah. The episode we were watching was this couple who were older, and what they did was they collected so many things that they kept building onto their property. They built like three other buildings on the property, all filled with stuff now. Crazy. I mean,
you know, let's say there was some tragic accident and neither of them were here tomorrow, that no one's going to keep any of that stuff probably.
Right. You probably couldn't. Yeah.
Because of the condition it's left in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
And just the like threat of it, like if a fire happens,
mm-hmm.
and the house is, it's just a, it's fire a fire hazard and just like a health hazard most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you hope that people are clean enough, like food wise, that they're not leaving old food around, like people having old chicken, like chicken carcass, weird stuff from like eating, and they don't just clean up after themselves.
Yeah.
And those things are a step beyond. And it's like, there's not a lot of funniness to these things. Oh, the other one that was crazy was like My Weird Obsession. It was an MTV one, or like things that people would do. And this lady ate toilet paper squares. I don't know if we might have talked about this.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Didn't? Okay.
I don't think so.
So she was addicted to eating toilet paper squares and couldn't stop herself.
Like instead of food, or it was like a treat?
Just like a treat. Just okay. So she would tear them off one at a time and put them in her mouth. And
an aperitif, like, you would say.
Is that an appetizer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, sure, no. An aperitif is it's a drink prior to eating.
So this is like, she would like be like, well, it gets a little dry after a while, so I need to wash it down with some juice or water. But she's like single squares at a time, just like putting them in her mouth like it's a little secret or a little like treat. Yeah, like basically. And I'm just like, Richard Sherman toilet Sherman paper. Oaks.
Yeah,
Sherman Oaks. Charmin Ultra stuff. Like, I'm like the thick boys.
That thick double papers. Ply.
Yeah. Double ply. You're like, I want to get a double treat.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing. That was one of my weird, my weird obsession shows. And those are like, it gets on there because it's so weird. If it's semi-normal, it's not going to make the show.
Because that gets bleached. Paper gets bleached to be white.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they said. This can't be healthy. You're eating bleach. And she's like, I know. She's like, I'm aware. I don't care enough to stop. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady, yeah. Enough. Yeah.
So those are the MTV now is probably, it's like the shows now, because MTV used to be, back in the good old days, MTV was like music videos that you couldn't, and before YouTube was like every music video available, you'd have to sit there and wait to see your favorite band's music video pop up. And then they were like, we made MTV too. So now you get music because MTV one is now all reality shows. And then MTV two slowly became reality shows. And now it's just like 16-year-old bride or 90 day bride, 90 day husband, something like that. It's like these marriage shows and teen moms and stuff like that.
Mm. Wow.
And 90 day bride to like meet someone and then get married in 90 days is crazy.
I could not do that.
Me neither. I have a friend.
I'm not consistent in 90 day windows. Like, how could I expect anyone else to be?
It's like getting a temporary tattoo versus a permanent tattoo. I'm like, sure, I'll get a temporary tattoo. Don't ask me to choose a permanent tattoo right now, or I better be so sure it's going to take some time to figure out what kind of tattoo I'm going to get, because this is here for life.
I don't think anyone under the age of 26 should not get a tattoo.
Oh, so many people get tattoos at 18, 19,
20. I know they do, and they're all terrible.
There's not one single cool tattoo?
I don't think so, because it's like, it's always for dumb reasons.
I've seen some cool ones, but I've seen some, I'm like, why'd you get this? Oh, I thought it would be cool. And later they're like, you like it because you have it. You don't necessarily like it because it was cool.
Yeah.
Like, my friend got his name, I think he was probably 24, and he got his initials saying since 1983 with two sparrows around it on it. It's actually kind of a tramp stamp, it's lower back, but it does, he had a bunch of other tattoos first, so it does look pretty cool because it's his initials. No, it doesn't cover it up, they're around it. Okay. And he got it when we were on tour in Austin, Texas, so he got it on his back, right lower back, but he already had other tattoos on his back and arms and stuff, so it kind of was like, at the time I was like, that is so cool. And then, like, I still think it's cool, but when you say tramp stamp, somehow people don't like, I don't know if that term's canceled, but I think it's just a term people use for the lower back tattoos.
For like trashy.
Trashy. They say it's trashy, but I don't think they all are. It depends on what the tattoo is. If it has sentimental value, if it's like Todd on someone's back, I'm like, you're going to regret that one, lady. Don't put Todd on your back.
I don't know. I don't have any tattoos, and I don't think I'll ever get either. A tattoo.
And it's probably because you couldn't be a and I'm the same, so this is not a diss at all. You're not decisive enough to pick something you'd want on you forever.
Yeah, and it's also like a not that I am this person, but it's an identifier for anything. Like, usually crime is like, oh, did they have any tattoos, did they have anything about them that stood out? Yeah, and not that I am.
If you did, then they'd catch you quick.
Yeah,
she had a lower back tattoo that said Todd.
Yeah, because it's gonna be a tramp stamp with my birth year on it.
Oh you're slamming my friend now. Okay.
no,
like, it'd be like yeah, just something random. I know, it's nice to be more ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's kind of tough. It's like Harrison Ford in The Fugitive, where he dyed his hair and he did something different to try to look different when they're chasing him. And like, it's hard to change your look that quickly. But a tattoo makes it a lot tougher.
Yeah. I mean, there's also like tattoo cover-up.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like makeup.
True. Oh, you could do that. Or you could do tattoo removal too.
Oh, yeah.
That's painful though. Anything with pain involved, that's the other thing too. I don't know if I could handle the pain. Funny enough, I bet I'd be flinching a little bit.
Yeah. I tend to giggle with pain, whether internal or physical. But like, I don't know why. I think because it hurts so much that I'm just like, this is insane. This hurts. Then I start giggling.
And so you'd be shaking and the tattoo wouldn't be able to be finished.
Yeah.
Or like, it was supposed to be a building, but it's got like wobbly, like it's a building in an earthquake because the sides are wobbling as they're going, as they're going around.
So my mom's in town.
Yeah. And we hung out and did some yard work the one day with David. Wee-wee. It's French. Wee-wee. Wee-wee hung out. Nope. Wee-wee hung out. No, thanks.
No, that did not happen. Mm-hmm. No one's wee-wee was out.
No. Yeah. Continuing on. Yeah. I do have to say this before. So this was on my dad. No, this is, I mean, it's kind of related, but I was over at my dad's tonight, and they have the Steve Harvey show, the Family Feud show. And they're like, they have all the questions. Oh, they have a lot of questions that could be considered racy or whatever, but they're like just trying to get people's reactions. And they're like, he says, name a person's man's body part that's bigger when they're older than when they were 16. And this lady's standing there and she's like, their penis. And then then you see him like, and then she like thinks about it and she puts her head in her hands and this and that. And just like he drops to the floor almost, just almost in like a disbelief. The like number one answer is belly. Number there's all these other things. And like it doesn't even necessarily it doesn't even come up on the registry of things. Yeah. It's so funny. And then he's like most people would say like he would say like if they're gonna say the name, they don't just go out and say the anatomy name because now it sounds even worse. And he's like, they'd say like they're Willy or whatever. He's doing other terms, and he's just like cracking up that she did that. And so it's the outtakes of the show or these all these funny moments back to back. So while I was giving my dad dinner, they had these on, and it was so funny. So that wasn't happening. Your mom's in town. Continue.
Yeah, so my mom's in town. She came in I think like 2 weeks ago, something like that. And she, I mean, my mom is just amazing. I love her so much. We get along very well. But she has completely transformed like my backyard and helped me change the look of the house. We painted the house this last Thursday. And it looks great.
The before and after picture is insane.
Yeah, it looks so good.
It was a brown. Now it's like a blue gray.
Yeah, it was like a two-tone. It was brown on top and then like a beige cream at the bottom.
And but then, older paint.
Yeah, older paint. And now it's like a gray-blue. And I'm happy about it.
It looks really good.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, she like helped, she did so much work in the backyard, and you and David came out and helped me, and that helped us, and it was fantastic. Thank you. I can't thank you enough.
I feel like we helped out for a few hours, but she did like, she's done so much. I'd give the credit to her for sure. Yeah. And after 4 days of it, you were like, well, she did everything I thought I was going to done an entire summer in 4 days. And I was like, oh, we haven't even come over yet. I was like, slow down. How are we even going to have anything left to do? Turns out there was still stuff to do.
Yeah, there's still a lot of stuff. But it's just been great. I don't know what I would have done without her visiting.
You would have taken all summer to do the same stuff.
Yeah.
Or more. Maybe. Yeah. Because if you're just working at it real slow, this is like dedicated effort. Because while you're working doing other stuff, she's like keeping busy because she doesn't like to sit still, like she said.
Yeah, and she doesn't like to sit still, but she like slowly does it throughout the day. We'll take like a few hours, takes a break, does another few hours, takes a break, does another few hours, takes a break. And then like just consistent days of that. Just.
Well, and that's slow and steady. Not even slow, quick and steady. She's getting the job done just from like consistency just out there. It's like reading a book. You spend a few hours a day, you're going to be done in less than a week.
Yeah,
but this is like heavy labor too.
It's a lot of labor, like both very tired. Like I haven't, my hands have hurt for like a week and a half just from like so much like force that I've been doing. And then we picked up bricks last night from just like an offer up thing. This guy was, he like had ripped out bricks from some project and was offering them for free, so we went last night just a few miles away and picked some up to like to do some like stairs from my upper area into the backyard to like the slope section.
Getting free bricks for that's awesome, because that would have been kind of pricey to do.
And like we didn't get a lot, we probably got like 50-60 bricks,
Which does sound like a lot, but if you're talking about how many stairs are you doing, like 2-3?
I think 5.
So you got to do 10. You might need more bricks.
Yeah, I think I might need more bricks, but I don't want to do because normally brick steps from the like fate, like looking at it, the face of it, there's a row of bricks that lie horizontally and then bricks that lie vertically. And then that's what makes the step. Yeah, what I want to do is make the bricks act like a border so that there's like a long section of like gravel, let's say. And then the border of that step is a brick, are bricks, like a line of bricks. And then
yeah, so it's holding all the gravel in.
Yeah, is more gravel and the bricks.
Are you gonna put mortar in between them to hold them in place, or just pour the gravel in and then it stays?
I think I'm maybe. I found this type of gravel that's like cement. It's sort of like a cement concrete. Mix. Yeah,
no, called just
it's concrete. Yeah,
it's just concrete. You just pour it in concrete.
Yeah, concrete. And so this mix, like you just add water and it self adheses, like the mix of like the makeup of what the bag is, like it has rocks, it has like sand and whatever that with water, it hardens and becomes like a mortar.
So how quick does that dry? Cause that would be the challenge. If it dries so quick and you're trying to form it and then it's like bumpy. Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
That would be cool though. Yeah. Cause then you just pour that in and then you actually have like, so you could make 50 or 60, get enough steps if you had like a single line going across. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you will not, you won't have a hill anymore. You'll have the, you'll cut it out with like, or dig it out with a shovel and kind of create the steps.
Yeah. Cause there's, I mean, there's still going to be some hillish properties to it. Like I it's just not gonna,
you can't avoid it. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't avoid it. So I just want to be smart about like planting. If I put plants down, or I want to put like raised beds. At least like two of them or something.
I mean, I know you just got rid of a lot of blackberries, but people love blackberries. They taste delicious.
Yeah.
So maybe plant some blackberry bushes along the edge just to get like, so people have some fresh fruit and it ups the resale value, and then just keep it managed in a small area.
Yeah. No.
Don't let it reclaim the whole corners of the yard and take everything over somehow.
Yeah.
Imagine someone doing that. Like, that's the worst hazing someone could do to someone else, is like just throw blackberry seeds or whatever into someone's backyard and when they're not knowing about it. And then just they're like, where are all these coming? Or bamboo. Bamboo goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. I need to order gravel for next month to get delivered for like the main section down there. And then I think I should be. Like
how much?
80% good.
80% done with the yard.
With for like this year, yeah.
Yeah, and the resale value. I mean, not that you're trying to sell your house at the moment, but you're getting the yard cool. But you've probably upped the value quite a bit with just the yard being nice. Honestly,
yeah, yeah.
Like having a form to it, because it was kind of like the earth, formless and empty, and darkness was over the
Genesis
surface.
1:1
Genesis 1:1 Over the surface of the water, and then your mom showed up and fixed everything.
Spoke life into existence.
Spoke and formed.
Is that blasphemous?
No, because we're talking about your yard, not the Bible.
It's an analogy. Yeah,
it's an analogy. Yeah. You're talking about the person who's formed and created this yard the most, and told everyone, like told us where to put things when we were there. It's your mom doing it. Yeah. So that would be the creator of the yard. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Everything goes back to Genesis 1:1 somehow.
Yeah. I just love my mom. She's the best.
And it's great. You guys are getting all the hangout time. Mm-hmm. Great to get that like extended, not just like for a couple days, but getting actually like doing life for a little bit is cool.
Yeah. And there's something, a few days ago, I like took a moment to like think about why it felt so different than all the times that we've hung out before. And it's because I'm at home. I'm in my home.
Yeah. Right. And instead of over there.
Yeah. Which is not that there's anything wrong with being over there, but it's like,
no, it's nice to be where you grew up. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, there's something about like being in your own space that you don't have to like,
you're already
feel that you have to conform to something else, you know?
Yeah. Everyone has to conform to your space when you're home.
There you go. I'm the boss. Mama. Mm-hmm.
Like, guess what? I'm the boss. She's like in the other room. She's like, I heard everything you said. When my brother visited, I'm like, okay, well, we'll watch a movie, whatever else. And it's like, hey, now someone's in my space hanging out. It's cool. and I'm not having to like figure out how to get comfortable on a random chair in a corner or something at a place that's not feng shui. Because my and he listens to podcasts too, but he will admit
Shout he's out,
not
Jeff.
A feng shuier.
Yeah.
So he's not into like setting up his space. He's like, oh, we got it where we want it. We have everything set up where we want it. And I was like, yeah, but what about those boxes in the corner? And there's all this open space. We could put you could put a couch here, like a sectional, for example, all kinds of things for sitting. And it'd be like, no, we don't care about that. I was like, well, that's cool. But now if it's in my space, I'm like, oh, I have the comfortable things and all the stuff here.
Like there's people who is the right word utilitarian, where
totalitarian,
like just total kidding. Different subject, yeah. But like people that see food as just an energy source and not like, yeah.
And they're like, oh, I wish I didn't pleasurable. Have to eat. It'd be nice or if I like, didn't have to eat.
Yeah, where like just does it for energy. I'm like, that's
I'm gonna look it great. Up.
That's crazy though.
That people just do it because they have to eat and they don't enjoy it. Actually,
yeah.
Multiple people I know are like that, and they're just like, I wish I didn't have to eat. It's annoying that I have to eat too. And I was like, I love to eat. What is it? Utilitarian. Definition. Let's look up the definition and be scientists here. Of relating to or interests of utility, exhibiting or stressing utility over other values, practical. Of characterized by or advocating utilitarianism. So it's practical because you have to survive. So you eat it. It's not out of joy.
Yeah. But I feel like you can be utilitarian in a different, like a lot of different areas, like, of like now the example that you shared about like, things of like some people don't need a lot of things to feel like they have a home or to feel comfortable in their own space.
Minimalistic too. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
People that are just like, hey, I have the two things I need. And you're like, what about this open space?
Yeah.
But not that.
Hugo. I knew Hugo. He ate glue. We were in the second grade. But what I was going to say was.
That came out from me saying Hugo because we cut each other off. Hugo. Yeah. Hey, shout Hugo. Out Hugo, glue eater.
Shout out. Yeah, you freaking. You ate glue. Yeah. Yeah, because like those people save so much time. Like I've been looking at couches for like 5 days straight. You know what I could have done with all that time that I spent?
5 days? Worked in your yard.
Worked on my yard. Didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
On topic with what you said before. What kind of glue did Hugo eat? Elmer's?
Elmer's. But you know what? It wasn't
paste.
It wasn't the white one. It was the like cement. It was the you remember the old
rubber
school
cement?
Ones? The like brown
rubber cement.
Yeah, the brown cylindrical.
No, he ate rubber cement.
Yeah, dude.
Rubber cement smells like pure chemicals.
It's great.
And he's like putting it on his tongue with the little baster the paste.
No one ever saw him do it. We would only know because he'd open his mouth. He'd open his mouth and show us that he had the glue in his mouth. And we're just like, Hugo. Yeah.
Hugo, stop it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk more about Hugo and wonder what he's up to.
I wish him the best. I bet he's, I don't know. But
that can't be good for you, eating rubber cement.
It's not like it probably happened once. Okay. I just remember him that he ate glue. I was like, oh, Hugo eats glue.
Well, rubber cement is like heat cement because glue, I'm thinking of Elmer's. And Elmer's is like water mixed with still not good. But I've seen kids like they do that and then tactile it together and make the like little animals that you do, you know, the little shadow animals with their hands and it'd be sticky. Or you would do the popsicle
peel.
Sticks. Oh, the peel. You'd peel it off like it's skin. Peel. Or the popsicle sticks. And they would just like put it on their tongue and taste it. Or actually, the other thing, I think I did try Play-Doh once.
See.
Like people like do stuff with Play-Doh and they like try a tiny taste or something. And I someone else was doing it. I was like, I'll try it.
Yeah. I've never been interested in tasting things. I've always smelled things. we're like, of course mm-hmm. I'm gonna sniff that glue. Of course I'm gonna smell the marker.
I have to smell it.
I need to know what it smells like. Is this a good smell or is it a bad smell?
Well, and if Hugo would have only used your same deductive reasoning, he wouldn't have tasted rubber cement because the smell of that is horrific, I think. It's like, it doesn't taste like anything you'd want to get in your mouth.
But I think they're two different things. I think the sensation, there's oral fixation, where like maybe he just had an oral fixation issue. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name of this episode.
Oral fixation.
Oral fixation. No, we won't do that.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, best of luck, Hugo.
Best of luck, Hugo. Shout out wherever you are.
I knew a kid that sniffed glue, rubber cement in school. And that was a thing that kids did at that time. And it can't be good for your brain for sure.
It's but not.
You'd see someone like, I opened the bathroom door and I heard shuffling on the floor. And he was like getting himself off the floor. He's like, and walking out of the stall. And you're just like, because he's like, you don't want to see, you see like someone sitting with their like knees bent and their legs over in a corner of a stall. You think something's wrong. He was just sitting next to the toilet, sniffing glue, not even on the toilet. At least sit on the toilet so it looks like you're going to the bathroom. But instead you're sitting on the floor with the rubber cement in your hand. And I look down and I see it. And then he like quickly like shuffles up and walks out. And he's like, hey.
Yeah.
It was fourth grade. Thinking back, I'm like, how did these people survive?
I mean,
and I say these people because I was the one that ate Play-Doh, so I'm here, so it's fine.
I think it's called natural selection. You just like adapt. You have to adapt to what is around you. You know,
the body can take a lot of hits before it tanks. Yeah, you can do a lot of damage.
I'm still a smeller though. I still smell just about everything.
Yeah, like gas. I love the smell of gas. Not good to breathe for very long.
I know
long.
What that smells like though. It's like new things. Like someone offers me something, I'm like, oh, what is, like, it could be anything. Juice, a cookie. Yeah. I'm just like, I need to know. I need to know.
I think I'm more of taste because I don't always like smell first. I'm just like, oh, I'll try that. Yeah. Like if it's a cookie, they have M&M cookies downstairs. I'm going to go try one and it's going to be delicious. Nice. I won't smell it first. I'll just take a bite.
Probably. Because you know what it's, because you know what it is.
Maybe. But what if this is something totally different because it's like an organic M&M or something?
It still looks like an M&M.
So you're just curious with new smells. You're not going to smell popcorn. You've smelled it before. You're just going to taste popcorn.
Right. Well, unless it's...
But if someone's like, this smells awful, come smell this. You're like, now I'm kind of curious.
I think I naturally like catch a whiff of something. I mean, like we all do, you know, like buttered popcorn smells like buttered popcorn, whether it's right next to you or 10 feet or across the room, you know, there is buttered popcorn in the vicinity of where you are. It's pungent.
Yeah, yeah.
Pungent.
Pungent sounds like a negative. Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
For those that don't know that reference, but Ted Nugent, 70s artist, look him up. Gun advocate. Loves killing animals. Great guy.
probably looks like he has dentures, but who knows?
He might by now. He should. And I'm speaking sarcasm. I'm like, loves killing animals. Great guy. It's sarcastic, just for those of you that want to cancel. So,
but it's not that far off.
But he does. I'm saying like great guy, like awesome. I love all those things.
Oh,
I'm being
got
sarcastic
it. Okay.
when I say that because I don't really want animals to die. I don't think that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still smell things.
So this is a question for you then. Have you had, like, jelly beans are hard to smell, but they have the Harry Potter disgusting, like, boogers flavors.
Earwax.
And like, vomit and different things. And I'm like, but they have surprise ones. It's a pack. I did this with my niece and nephew and their mom for, like, they were like, oh, you got to do this. And I was like, I don't want to play this game. You can't tell what any of them are. You have to grab one and try it and you guess. And there's a guide on the back. And one's like butter or one's like.
Yeah. Those are gross. All of them are
gross. Or things like that. Yeah. But there's some that are like a berry or the other is like burnt.
Like licorice.
What can I say? Burnt hamster. I don't know. Something. It's not burnt hamster. But. that's something you can't smell, but you taste, and it tastes good at first, and it turns bad within like three chews. And I did one and it was terrible. And I was like, I'm not playing this game anymore. You guys go ahead. It's not fun. Not fun.
Yeah. For me. But I think that's the whole thing. Like, you know about the milk challenges?
What's a milk challenge?
So you take a whole gallon of
sour milk.
No, you take a whole gallon of milk, you and some buddies, you all have your own gallons. And you race to see who can finish the gallon of milk. Dude, you would die.
You always puke.
Yeah. A gallon of anything, you'd die. But also, milk just makes you throw up. That amount of milk will make you throw up. So it's like from the get, you know, you're going to throw up. And that's the whole thing.
Yeah. They have a trash can nearby. There was a Christian music festival, like the alternative bands, the cool bands back in the day called Tom Fest in the Gorge. They had the Tampico challenge, which is a gallon of that sugar Tampico juice. Yeah. And there, I've heard of, it sounds crazy, but people dying from these challenges of just like your body, it's too much. And they'd still do it. And this one guy, kid finished it and he was sitting there like, and then he made it and held it in. But I'm like, that cannot be good for you.
Well, the way that people die from it, I think, is because the liquid gets into your lungs and you literally drown.
Yeah, because you're not stopping because it's a race.
Yeah.
And any of those challenges aren't worth it. I'm like, I'll sip this thing and get this free milk and then I'll lose the challenge. That would be
for the free milk, baby.
But they're like, hey, go quicker. And you're like, I'm going as quick as I can. And then you're like, that was good. And everyone else is puking. And you're like, that was a nice glass of milk. And then you open your bag of cookies, start eating and take a few more sips. And everyone else is puking. Yeah. I might actually sign up just to do that.
That's funny. Do like a food eating contest and you're taking your time. Just you eat two hot dogs.
Enjoying the whole experience. Dogs, dude. Be like, hey, do you guys have any cream cheese? And they're like, hurry, you're losing. And I was like, I need the cream cheese. And Seattle dog, take little bites. It takes you
more time to spread the cream cheese than your...
And they're on like 15 hot dogs. And I'm like on my first hot dog, just taking little bites. And then I've gotten free food and I didn't have to pay for anything. And they're all sick.
Free lunch.
And I lost, but it's free.
Yeah, but did you? Yeah.
Did I win? I won. I actually won even though I lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Two things about food eating contests. Well, just one thing about food eating contests. The other thing was about hot dogs. I had two Costco hot dogs, I think, yesterday.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, nice.
It was great.
Two, like, in a row, or you, like, went to Costco twice?
No, in a row.
You're like, I'm going to go back. I want another one.
In a Costco sitting, I ate two hot dogs. It was nice.
What is
it
about?
I put relish and mustard on one.
Oh, yeah.
And then just mustard on the other one.
So all the thing I would do just a hot dog on its own. Like, what do you want on it? Nothing.
Nothing.
I can't think of anything I'd put on a hot dog, actually.
I forgot.
Seriously.
I forgot. So I got two hot dogs for myself and then one hot dog for my mom. And with each hot dog that you order there, they give you a free drink cup, right?
And oh yeah.
So I That's have right. So I'm balancing three dogs in one hand and then the cups in the other, right? Or like, I think I have the cups in the same, like held in like You're the crook of my like elbow. This,
holding everything.
Mm-hmm. And I have the receipts and stuff. And first a cup falls and I'm like, dang it. So I bend down to get the cup. A hot dog fully slips out, like in, like still in the wrapper, but falls.
Were these drinks full?
No, they were empty. The cups were empty.
Oh.
But like it slipped and I like bent down to get it. And then as I bend down, a hot dog just flies out of my hand and falls in between falls in between a guy's legs.
He looks down and he sees a wiener between his legs. Boom.
I'm like, oh, I am so sorry. And he goes, you might want that. And like gives it back to
me. He picked up your hot dog? He picked it up? Now you're not going to eat it, right?
I fully ate it.
He did?
It was still in the ground. Wrapper. It was still in the wrapper.
I thought you meant it like the hot dog flew out of the bun and landed on the ground in between his feet. And then he picks up the hot dog and he's like, here you go, and hands it back to you. Okay.
But the way he gripped the hot dog, dude. was crazy. He like palmed it. He like palmed the hot dog. And gave it to
me. Because he's trying to grab it with one, and he hands it to you in like a claw, right? He's like, So it's like the time I was holding two hot dogs because I had my drink in the other hand and they were two separate hot dogs. I'm balancing, taking a bite of one and the other one's ready to eat next. They're Hebrew Nationals, they're the small ones. And I'm holding it like separated in my hand like this. So there's two spots. And that was the way I was holding it. And they're like, who hold that's like psychotic. Who holds a hot dog like that? And I'm like, I'm just balancing two because I'm drinking something in the other hand. And they're like, look at that. And they're just, they make a point to point it out anytime I'm holding a hot dog, how weird it looks. And look how you're eating it. It's disgusting. I was like, I'm just taking a bite.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh,
that's so funny.
So the corn dogs would have been ridiculous. But yeah, just did two corn dogs tonight. So that's great. Hot dogs, good corn dogs, they're all good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That Costco story, I envisioned it a little different, but that's hilarious still.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Did you go, where's Costco? Like Renton, is there a Costco?
Tukwila.
Or what? Tukwila. Oh, Tukwila Costco, yeah.
That Tuck, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Is it one where you have to like go into the building to get to the food, or is it on the outside?
No, it's on the inside. The Kirkland one.
I really
one
like
is
the
nice.
Kirkland one. The Kirkland one's cool. Like, you don't need a membership to go to the Kirkland one.
Right.
Oh, I guess you don't on the other one either. You can go what in and get one? A hot dog and not need a membership. Any of the ones where the food's inside, you can still walk up to the food area and walk out.
Right. But you have to. What would automatically deter me from that is like me telling someone I need to go buy a hot dog.
At Costco, that would deter you from going in.
Yeah,
because like but people love Costco hot dogs.
Hold on, I know, and universally amazing. But when you walk up to a Costco, everyone knows this. They ask to see your member card, and if I was in the position where I didn't have a membership card, they'd be like, "Can I see it?" And I'd be like,
what
"No,
are you here for?
I'm just here to get a hot dog. No way." No way would
you're
I
not
ever
say that.
That. No.
I would just say, I'm just going to the food court. You can say that.
That sounds.
You don't have to tell them exactly what you're ordering. I'm getting a fettuccine Alfredo with extra broccoli on the side and to go
know.
Or something, you know.
But I wouldn't have. I'm just not that
you just
person.
Won't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be the one that does it because I will go in and get just their pizza, a slice of it, or an acai. Soft serve thing or ice cream or something.
Because it's like I don't know why I feel shame about explaining things to people of like there's a here's another here's
I had a shame situation today of explaining something to someone. I was like, how am I going to do this and not look? So I'll tell you about it afterwards.
Okay, there's a store in Kirkland that if I'm like out and about and I need to go to the restroom, if I need to use a restroom, I just walk into this store at any time of the day. It's fantastic. Any time of the day.
Yeah.
Or night. I just walk in, use the bathroom, get out.
Yeah.
If
you can do that.
Yes. If that same store had someone at the door that was like, can I see your membership card?
You're like, not going in.
No. Or like, can I see your membership card? There's no way that I'd be like, I'm just here to use the bathroom. No way. It's one and the same to me.
Oh, gotcha. It's the same. Okay. Well, mine was related to the bathroom, kind of, because I was told that basically, you know, when your parents get to an age where they need Depends diapers, you gotta, they need them, right?
Yeah.
So my dad's at that spot that he needs them. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to be the one to go through buying adult diapers at the store. There's just something about it. I'm like, is this for you, sir? No, it's for my father who just moved here. no, they didn't ask if it's for me. But I was like, I only found the kids, the Huggies diapers. And I was called today by where he lives now. And they're like, hey, the ones they sent with him are not the right ones. Can you pick some up? And I was like, sure, send me a picture of what it is. I didn't find the right ones, but I found something. Yeah. But I was like, all I see are baby diapers and all this other stuff and feminine products. I don't see any adult
you
diapers.
Gotta
so I
it's
had to
in
go
the,
so I had to go up to the
oh okay it. Go ahead yeah
but I had to go up to the register and say, hey, I need to get some things for my dad who just moved up here, an adult family home. Do you guys have adult diapers by chance? Because I was like, I don't want to be the one to be like, hey, where are your adult diapers at? And they're like, this guy needs adult diapers. And anytime I come to the store later, they're going to be like, or they think this now. This guy's, now there's the adult diapers dude who was saying he was buying it for his dad. And I was like, it's just a moment where you're like, they're going to think I'm pooping my pants all the time because I bought adult diapers. And I went through the self-checkout, but then there was a problem with, the scanner. And so the people come over and like fix it. And they can see the four items on the list. And it says like small, medium, depends. Or it's not depends, but it's adult diapers. And I was like, oh. And I was like, this is just the worst. And they're not even the ones that the guy asked for, but the store didn't have any others. So I kind of bought them in vain.
Sure.
Just brought them over. I was like, I bought adult diapers at the store for no reason whatsoever. And now they have it on record that I bought adult diapers. Mm-hmm. And if I keep coming back there, which I'm not going to buy adult diapers because my regular store.
Again? Yeah.
Again, be like, you're buying more? Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen your father once. Great. He's not as mobile. He doesn't come in. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm the adult diapers guy now, basically.
Yeah.
And I was buying some Boost smoothies or Ensures at the same time and toilet paper.
Yeah. So burning the candle at both ends here. The
combo of all things. Yeah. And then I had a few yerba mates for myself. So that was good.
There you go.
But I'm like, it was just not the best thing to have like the thing read. And then it showed the camera. So as soon as there's a problem, the camera shows up over my head and it's showing the bag of stuff and me. Everything's in a bag, but it's like showing me like there was a problem with the scan. And I'm like, so now you're recording this a transaction.
They're going to watch it over and over. Great.
There's a camera above each thing. Yeah. And they're like, oh, so at what moment did you put this one item in the bag? Oh, these are small adult diaper. Oh, cool. Be like, yeah, they're for my dad. And they're like, so I don't know. It's one of those moments. Fun times.
At Ridgemont High.
But yeah, I don't like to buy certain things. That's why I like self-checkout. But then when self-checkout has problems, not great.
It's not great. Yeah. Yep. But just so you know, adult diapers are like usually always near like tampons and stuff.
That's where they were. But they didn't have very many options. It was one thing. And I was like, now I know. For future use. But I also don't want to buy them again. I have to order online.
There you go.
And I was like, have it should delivered. Be covered through Medicare, Medicaid. And that's the thing that it was before. And I was like, let's get back on that schedule because I bought this one pack and I am not going back to the store for another $20 to buy more diapers. Uh-huh. Just not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Yeah.
So I just embarrassing moments in front of people when you're like, I know there's things at stores that everyone's like anything, you can buy anything, but some people like no shame, throw it out. And I'm like, I have a bit of shame with some products, even though it's just the assumption. I think I shouldn't worry about what other people think. You know, I don't even like buying toilet paper through the main thing. They're like, oh, extra sturdy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you use the restroom? Yeah.
Charmin Ultra.
Yeah.
The strongest, the one with the duck on it or whatever these ones are. I was like, yeah, our strongest. You're like, why do you need a strong one? Well, I tear through. So it's like all these things. Or you buy the cheap Scotts and then you know you really got problems.
Sure. Like,
this guy's cheap. So it's just nice to have certain things you could order online. Maybe I should order toilet paper online.
I have a bone to pick about go to Costco, buy those giant.
You want to go to Costco?
No, go to Costco to buy your toilet paper.
And then you get your food at the deli.
Then you get a hot dog.
Your toilet paper. You're like, well, I got this for later. I'm getting this for now.
Yeah.
This food.
I have a bone to pick with grocery stores. I hate that I can never find where they have the honey. You'd think it'd be by the maple syrups, right?
It's not.
It's not.
It's always by the peanut butter.
Yes. Why?
Because peanut butter and honey goes together on sandwiches. Peanut butter honey sandwiches.
It's never by the jams. Before.
Jam. It's all the condiments that would go on a sandwich, like peanut butter, honey, and jam all together.
How about this? How come those condiments aren't in the condiments aisle? How about that one?
They're not really condiments. They're not like the traditional condiment, I think. And I think they put the syrups next to the pancake batter. Yes. Because that's like, it goes together. And peanut butter technically should be there too, but not everyone puts peanut butter on pancakes or waffles, but it is good.
I don't like it.
Yeah. It's mad fair. Every time. That is a fair argument. I will say my favorite peanut butter of all time, which I just recently rediscovered. It's not Jif or Gif. It's not Gif peanut butter. Jiffy. That would be, that would be GIF. It's the Skippy Natural with honey added. And it's literally like you've just got the perfect blend of honey and peanut butter together for a spread. It's so good. I have a jar downstairs. I'm going to make a piece of bread after this.
I've never even heard of that before. And I hate peanut butter.
Do you, Skippy, you've heard of Skippy, the brand. So Skippy Natural is one that has four ingredients. It's like palm oil, salt, peanuts, and sugar, I think. Four or five ingredients total. And then the normal Skippy has like a laundry list of chemicals. They both taste essentially almost the same. So I'm like, why am I going to eat all the chemicals when I can get the natural one? And same with like Jif. Jif makes a natural one with honey and it's pretty good. But the honey one with the Skippy is like more runny honey.
Runny
is how I describe it. It's like someone actually poured honey on top of peanut butter, and the Jif ones like all blended perfectly. So they're very good. And you don't like peanut butter?
I don't like peanut butter.
Have you tried hot cereal yet by chance?
No.
Do you think you ever will?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, what if, okay, hear me out. Not on the hot cereal. I'm not worried about that. What if I would love for you to try the Skippy Natural with honey in it, just a spoonful? Tell me what you think. Because it's literally like a dessert on its own.
That sounds like the worst way to eat peanut butter.
It's so good.
It's all peanut butter.
Yeah. It's delicious. What about on a banana? Or with banana in a sandwich?
Okay.
You would do that?
Yeah.
Because that's my all-time favorite was, as a kid, was pita bread. I'm not going to do pita bread because real bread's better. My babysitter would make pita bread, peanut butter, honey, arrest banana her. Sandwiches
She should
for
have been
us.
Arrested.
This is when we were little abuse. Kids and we loved it. However, I'm not going to do pita bread. I would do regular bread with sliced banana with the honey peanut butter, and it's so good. Yeah. And try that. If you don't like that, I can't. You're not going to like peanut butter.
Let's make one adjustment. I want cheap white bread.
Oh, well, that's the best. I mean, I usually do whole wheat, but that is a delicious way to try peanut butter because that's basically just getting the taste of the peanut butter.
Because
the white bread has barely any flavor.
Right. But there's something about cheap white bread.
It's good.
Yeah. It's
so pure. It doesn't have much. It's not pure. It's terrible for you, but it has almost no flavor, so you're really getting all your condiments fully in their full flavor. It's just a nice thing to subsidize and to break it down a little bit. We'll do that.
Wonder I like bread. Honey and oat bread. That's been my jam for good. A couple years.
Okay, let's do oat nut or honey and oat. Yeah.
Okay. One thing about peanut butter is, though, if there is grape jam, again, I'd never keep peanut butter in the house. That's a lie. I have peanut butter, but it's for Sammy that I haven't given to her in forever. But
she eats peanut butter?
As treats, but I don't do that.
It's actually a jar though?
Yeah. It's just for her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But when I thought I liked peanut butter, I'd put peanut butter on cheap white bread and then do grape jam or grape jelly.
Which is really good. Yeah.
I prefer grape than strawberry.
So raspberry is a sleeper.
Preserve is the best. Yeah.
Yes, preserve. Raspberry is a sleeper one. Mm-hmm. Have you had that one?
I love it.
Yeah. Compared to strawberry, it's better. Having the other is blackberry. Blackberry is so good too.
Okay.
Don't grow the plants. Eat the berries.
Yeah.
If you could. But I do think, I feel like if you were to do the peanut butter with honey in it and then add the jam, it would be on a whole new level because it's just sweet and sweet. You might, But I want you to try it without jam once with a banana sliced, and let me know what you think. And then have the jam as a backup. Like, you have a chaser for the one bread with another piece of bread in case you hate it.
I don't want your fingers all over the banana.
No, you're making it. You're making it.
Okay.
I'm not making it. I will tell you how I would do it, but you can get to do it.
Great.
I have clean hands sometimes.
Your little fingies.
They'd be clean. Oh, when I was at a video shoot last night, I was reintroducing myself to some of the singers that were doing stuff, like singing and stuff, and then fist bumping some. And after one shoot, I went to shake one of the singer's hands, like, hi, I'm so-and-so. I was like, hi. And my hand was like, felt not dirty, but it didn't feel like so clean because I've been in there for a few hours and it's like warm in there. And so I was like, I can feel that my hand doesn't feel as good. So can they. In this one exchange for a moment, and they were nice, and I've worked with them before, but it was just funny. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, probably just every little while wash the hands, then introduce to people. It's just best because you feel fresh that way. When I'm self-conscious of it, then, like right now, I wouldn't shake anyone's hand because I'm in a room that's closed off without AC going and it's hot.
Yeah, and I'm cold because I've got AC.
Very nice. Well, I have AC, but mine makes a lot of noise because it's a unit in the room. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep it cool, but I'm shaking this little like pineapple hint water ice that I thought I'd like left it somewhere. I put it in the freezer for a day. So I've just been letting it thaw out and drinking it slowly.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. But this is the sound of like summer right here, guys.
Yeah.
Just ice.
I like catching you when you're doing something kind of neurotic. But I don't like when you're doing it on purpose. For example,
like I just did it more.
No, that was fine because okay. It was your joke. That's fine.
Yeah.
You drink yerba mates. Everybody knows you drink yerba mates.
I love them. Yeah.
There was one time we were in a meeting, and you had housed this yerba mate. And you're like, you set it down. A few minutes later, you got it. You picked it up and you were like trying to sip out the last bit.
I do that every time. It's not on per. I mean, it's not I'm doing it to get attention. I actually get I want every ounce of it. I'm like, and get the last little few bits of it at the end. And that's because I don't want to waste an ounce of it. It's so good. And I was like, I want a whole nother one right now, but that's not what I have. I have a few little sips left in this. I'm not going to waste a drop.
The first time you did it, I laughed so hard. I was like, that's insane, dude. And then
what are you doing? Same... I'm getting the rest of it.
And then same meeting, you kept doing it, like getting it, picking it up, and like trying to suck out the last ones
on purpose,
and I was like, that's enough.
Yeah, I think I just did it because I knew you were like annoyed. I thought it was like, okay, she really doesn't like this. I'm gonna do it again even though there's nothing left in here.
Yeah.
And that actually brings me joy knowing that it was like so annoying to someone else, but it was just me going along with the joke a little further.
Yeah, there's something about you can do like one thing that's crazy and it's funny. If you mm-hmm. repeat it the second time, less funny. Third time, not funny at all. Fourth time, still not funny. Fifth time, it's a little funny now because it's crazy. You've been doing it so much.
Continue that.
Six times, it's insane. Everyone is laughing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you just gotta keep doing it.
So you're telling I'm hearing you say when you get annoyed, continue.
No.
Cause that's what it just sounded like. If I'm gonna interpret this, it's like get to the spot that it's funny again, because otherwise it's just gonna be annoying. Cause you already got to the annoying part. Get back to funny.
But it's also like know your environment, timing.
Yeah.
Don't be distracting.
I don't think the sounds of me sipping from the container were that distracting. And then people are like, what's he doing over there? Did anyone else look? No. Probably a few, right? Like, what's going on over there?
Yeah. Like, there is another meeting where, like, everyone is paying attention to this person presenting something. Someone maybe, like, 10 feet away from me got their chair moved it, like slammed it because it was like a hard surface.
Mm-hmm.
But then like kept adjusting their chair, like trying to rotate themselves. And it was
trying
like
to get comfortable.
And we like all looked, and then he was like, the person stopped. Was just like, no, like trying not to be annoying, but was like trying to engage with what was happening with the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so distracting that it was like, you know, you could have done that better. And it just made a lot of us laugh.
That's and tell me who it is. No, just kidding. I'll tell you afterwards. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So this isn't one of those where you don't tell me after. I'm gonna have to,
correct.
I'll ask maybe immediately we'll, after so I remember.
Okay, we'll let's go. Bye.
Okay, see you next week. Episode 124 out.